Welcome everybody to the third day and of XTC. And yesterday in the talk about Connect, I already teasered that today I'm going to talk a little bit more about QuinFT's new WL Roots backend. And yeah, I just want to give you a little bit of an overview, a rundown of how this was implemented, and also a little bit of primer to what WL Roots actually is. And yeah, let's start with this, right? So what is WL Roots? Probably a lot of people listening here already know it, but just to pretty quickly give you an overview, it's a C library you can build Wayland compositors with, and it's used by several projects, like independent also of WL Roots itself, Sway, which is the one not independent, right? It was basically one which WL Roots was created for. It's a tiling window manager. There's, for example, also GameScope, a project by Valve to run Steam games with in a very efficient manner. Fog, for example, is I think it's pronounced like this. Fog is for Bipurism, a compositor meant for mobile phones for their DRM5 and so on. So it's also using WL Roots internally, what maybe not everybody knows. And now there's QuinFT making use of it. So it's actually used by quite a lot of projects nowadays, and it's being actively developed, and there are also regular releases to it, so very well maintained. It's being developed here on the right. You can see it's on GitHub, right, with what you expect from a bigger open source project. So let's quickly to what is WL Roots. The other question is, why did we decide in QuinFT to make use of it, right? So for us as a C++ project, of course, it's because WL Roots is a C library, that means easy integration, right? So it's pretty quickly to work with it, right? As long as you remember to C extern the includes. Yeah, it has an amazing build system. We in QuinFT use CMake, right? Which is, I would say, very similar in many features, maybe has a little bit more complex syntax as Mason, but it's still working well. And it has good integration also with Mason, or rather Mason features through the package build, a good integration with CMake. So that's also working, yeah, super fluidly. And what's great about WL Roots is a toolkit approach, right? So I will come to that more later. Basically means that you can pick different components and modules of WL Roots without having to restructure all your own code and having to include everything else which WL Roots includes. So you can very specifically pick things out of WL Roots, which offer you a lot of simplification of your own code, but still allows you to enhance it with your own stuff. Yeah, and the contributors of WL Roots are just nice to work with, and they are also active in upstream development, freedesktop.org, and so on, and that's very important for me as well. Yeah, if you are more interested in the reasons why QuinFT chose WL Roots, and also a comparison with alternative projects, then I can recommend to you the blog post I did about it a few months ago. So just go to my webpage, and then you can find it at the very top. So quick introduction to WL Roots. Why did we choose WL Roots? I want to give you also a little bit of an insight into how WL Roots is actually built up. So if you want to create your next compositor with it, then you already have a starting point there to begin with. So on a very high level, WL Roots is basically split up into a backend and a frontend part. I call it this way, backend and frontend. And the backend allows to communicate with the underlying platform, or often just the hardware, right, via DRM, talking to the kernel and so on. The frontend on the other side, that provides functions, types, and so on, so you can talk as a Wayland server to Wayland clients via the Wayland protocol. So it provides a lot of types for that, like for which encapsulate then the functionality of the objects in the Wayland protocol, like WL seed, for example. in between front end and back end, but also independent, right, in this toolkit approach is a renderer of WLroots, and it features a OpenGLS ES renderer, which then talks via ETL to the hardware, and a Pixman renderer for software rendering. There are also other independent components, which I will mention here because they can be important for you depending on your needs. There is a session component, which provides your functionality to talk to LogMD, for example, to get the DRM master and to get the input devices from libinput. And nowadays, it has a CD backend, so it uses CD, which is again another independent project to talk to this session component to the session backend, and that's great because other projects like Western are using it too, if I recall correctly. So that's something where already some some streamlining and some unifying happens. So session component is one thing, and then it gives you some other helper tools at hand. For example, the Xcursor library, which basically wraps Xcursor, the library, to get a cursor pixmap. It's kind of an implementation detail of Wayland. And XWM and XWayland server components, which allow you to start an XWayland server and independently of that, run as the XWM, which is the X window manager. So if you have XWayland clients running, then to manage them, the Wayland server must act as an XWM as well. So in a graphical view, that could look like this, right? So you have the front and back end in the middle. These parts allow you on the front to talk to all the Wayland clients, and on the back to talk to your platform, right? And in the back end, you have different plugins, or I mean, they are statically compiled, but you still at runtime, it decides what is necessary. So there you can then either, if you run on DRM directly, right, from a virtual terminal, for example, then the DRM backend is chosen, and you usually have another backend put to that, the libinput backend, to talk the input things, right, with libinput. And if you run, for example, your compositor in another Wayland session, then there would be a Wayland nested plugin chosen. And so, yeah, depending on that, your platform, it does that all for you. And the renderer, the session, as said, are independent modules you can use, or the session is actually necessary, right, for the backend in some cases to get the input devices and the DRM master and so on. And there are these helpers which allow you to also simplify your code, which are also independent. And yeah, as I said, this toolkit approach is very, 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 very nice to use as a consumer. It's very helpful to not have to use everything, but that you can really pick. And there are also examples for that, right? So going from the backend and frontend split, there is now an example of a compositor which only uses the backend part of WLroots as QNFT. Right? We only use the backend at the moment. We don't use the frontend. We don't use the renderer. Anything else? Coming to it later, I would like to expand on this integration with WLroots, making use of more components, right? But for now, we only use the backend, and we can do that, right, with WLroots. And there's also an example of a compositor which only uses the front end in comparison, right? But not the backend code, because it has its own backend code, GameScope. You see it there. It's GameScope only uses the front end of WLroots to communicate with Wayland clients, but it doesn't use the backend code because it has its own backend where it talks, where it renders via Vulkan and has some optimization to use the compute pipeline for compositing and so on. So it's pretty interesting what it does, right? But because it it wanted to quickly get up and running this inside of GameScope, it only chose to use the frontend part. Then there are, of course, examples of compositors which use both, right? For example, Sway and Wayfire. two such examples. Yeah, you can see here some pictures in the top right corner of its WaveWire. Bottom left, it's obviously QNFT, and you have there the Steam Deck, which runs GameScope for showing the Steam UI. So different things you can make use in WA Roots. Examples were for that. To even help you further with giving you a quick start, if you want to write your own compositor of WA Roots, then there are, I just want to name drop some structs and functions which are central to the backend and frontend parts of WA Roots. For the backend, you got a struct WA backend, and you can create that, right, through a function call, which gives a WL display pointer. There are some common types which are used in both parts, backend and frontend, like, for example, WL output, which wraps, obviously, in output and keyboard. And frontend, where you have other types, which you can also access easily through some creator factory functions. And one thing which you might stumble up on when you first look at the source code is that as a consumer, the libraries or the headers you want to include are actually all in one subdirectory, namely include WLR. So only in this subdirectory are the APIs you use for writing your compositor. Don't look at the other includes. They are internally for the other subdirectories. In the include subdirectory, they are used internally by WLRoots. So that's a quick overview of WLRoots. Now, how are we using it in QNFT? As said, we use only the backend part for now. For that, so the first idea was to just use the backend part to show buffers on the outputs, right? Like talking to DRM. But we then quickly realized that we require session integration for that, because we want to become the DRM master. And it also makes sense to have the input processing directly handled by WLRoots because of this combination of lib input and DRM. And in the other backends, then there's also input directly written into the backend. So it makes sense to use all of that together. And the graphical output we have then also, basically we use our internal renderer to draw onto a buffer, which we allocate ourselves, and then we send it to the WLRoots backend via DRM as a DMA buff. And the goal now for the next month is to make use of WLRoots renderer as well. And the advantages we should be able to have from that is that we can then use something like direct scanout, for example, and currently, WLRoots upstream is working very hard on further improving the renderer, and then also an integration with LibLiftoff, so you have scan out directly in overlay plans. So there's just a lot of stuff in the future which we could direct make use of. So that would be very helpful, and that's why I think it's good to now look directly into how we can make use of the renderer as well. So yeah, as 6 months ago, something like that, I decided, I decided to start with this WLRoots backend project. And as usually with bigger projects, I start with an issue ticket. And as I said, first only render backend, I got then feedback from Simon, so I expanded a little bit on it. I worked on a separate branch for that. And first I did a minimal vertical slice, so I can just start with getting something out there. And as I said, I needed also session and the input through WLRoots, which allowed us to remove a lot of our own code, which is really helpful. And yeah, so in the timeline, I showed this also yesterday, basically WLRoots backend went from end of March to end of June, but still we now are in a phase where we do a lot more testing on the master branch, and we had already some fixes for standby and pointer gestures merge, for example, and also what allows us that allows us now to simplify the startup logic. So yeah, there are, as I said, a lot of advantages for using WL routes, like slimmed down code base. Our integration tests now use the same code path as a live session. And we can work together with WL routes upstream. So that is also just good because we also, for example, have better communication and can share information better. And yeah, in a future ecosystem, WL routes would be a central part of it, by having this windowing library collection, which I talked about yesterday. And as I said, the next step now is to integrate the WL routes renderer. And we currently use our old render code, as I said, but the goal is to use the WL routes renderer. A little bit the challenge is that currently WL routes upstream is working very hard on the renderer, to improving renderer, so we require some good planning and communication with upstream to get this going, right? And our old can renderer uses desktop OpenGL, so we have to maybe rewrite some of the effects or at least adapt them so we can use the OpenGL ES, which the WL roots renderer uses. Yeah, and so that's I want to start with this work very soon after XCC, and I hope for the next release then we can already merge it. So that's the plan for the next few months. Yeah, thank you for listening. And I hope I didn't. There's still a little bit of time for questions.
There indeed is. 15 minutes. Yes. Yep. now, well, more like 8, but we're good to go. We now have time for some QA, but we're still waiting for questions from IRC.
All right. Maybe everything is clear.
Okay, Timur Christoph asks, to someone who doesn't follow KDE, what is the difference between KWin and KWin FT?
Yeah, so KWin FT was forked from KWin last year, so and it has the scope of what we want to do in KWin FT is a little bit bigger. So we want to split out some libraries and, for example, also improve collaboration with other projects like WL Roots now. So that's a basic idea of it. If you are more interested in it, there was a talk yesterday I gave about KWin FT, like what the goals are of it and what we want to do next. So just check it out. It's in the stream, right? You already published everything from yesterday.
And one more from Timur. Also, is this going to be upstream to KDE itself, or is this a spin-off project? Although it was answered yesterday, I believe it's up to KDE devs at this point.
Yeah, my strategy at the moment is to have this library split out of KWin FT. And from these libraries, when KDE can pick, right, I would, of course, make try to advertise this as well. To the people who have some decision power in that regard, that some of these parts, right, when they have come to a certain degree of usability and stability, that then in the KDE default compositor, right, which is currently KWin, that this compositor then could make use of some of these split out libraries. And that would, of course, also mean that transitively, it would also make use of WL routes.
One more question from Sebastian Krzyszkowiak. As far as I understand it, WL routes renderer aims to support only the simplest use cases, recently even removed drawing with arbitrary transform matrices, while KWin has plenty of effects, plugins, wobbly windows, things like that. Is it going to match well?
What was the last bit? I didn't get this.
Is the WL roots and KWin approach going to match well with each other?
That's a good question. I have to look into that now, right? So I could now say, yeah, for sure, and blah, blah, blah. But in fact, I haven't looked into the WL roots renderer in detail yet. So that's something. I just think the advantages are there if we can share the code. And if it doesn't fit the use case very well, then we have to think about extending maybe the renderer. The good thing is we have a good connection to WL roots devs, so and they are always open for improving the WL roots code. So I think if there are certain things which are missing to make it work, then I would talk to them and hope we find a solution. Another idea is Wayfire is also a WL Roots renderer, which is a floating window manager and has a lot of effects and plugins for that. So I want to also look into if there is possibilities for collaboration with them, right? So if there could be, for example, a library which sits in between WL Roots and compositors like QuinFT and Wayfire, floating window managers with a lot of effects, which we could share, then that would be also great, right? If the scope of WL Roots, if that's too much for the scope of WL Roots, then we can find a level between. And yeah, that's something I want to start looking into as soon as after this XCC and the next release of QuinFT now is polished enough, right, to go out. So probably this month already, and at last next month after the release of QuinFT, after the next release.
Okay, looks like that's all the questions we have for today. Thank you very much for a terrific talk, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you too.